On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
Dr. Danny Huerta joins us from Focus on the Family. He's the Vice President of Parenting and Youth there and a contributor to ABQ Connect from time to time. Danny, we appreciate you coming back and spending some time with us. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Steve. Good to be with you.
Well, you know, it's that time of year where, you know, I tell you, I mean, gift giving is always a good thing. And we've routinely yes. over the last few weeks talked with what stands out to me is our Friday financial update is done with Brian Cochran from John Moore Associates. He's a certified Kingdom advisor and a financial planner. But, you know, he talks about year-end giving and being a hilarious giver and just the joy that comes from giving. And I think, you know, Christian or not, you know, as you grow older and you watch the kids, you know, whether you're on a trip to an international destination amusement park or sitting around the Christmas tree, joyous feelings that we have around those times as an adult, I will tell you is when I look at it through the eyes of the children that are there. Have you now? You're not that old, Danny, but have you kind of found have you found that as you've grown older?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have. I mean, now we have kids that are 22 and 20.
Yeah.
And just watching them interact with just the gifts and stuff. But yeah, in me, it's just more, I've grown to appreciate certain types of gifts, and that's time and being able to be with people more than the things.
So any grandkids yet, Danny?
Not yet. I think in the next few years here. Yeah.
Well, hopefully. I pray that you just find that, revisit that joy, that, you know, you experienced as a child and watching, and as a parent, watching your children, and watching, you know, you have it coming again, God willing, brother.
And
you know, we bring this up because gift giving to children this year is something, you know, most of us are considering. However, we don't often talk about these priceless gifts that the kids truly need, and that is having a healthy parents these children can experience. Just you know, healthy parents, and we want to talk about cultivating emotional and mental health in our own lives for our children as we press on through this visit. Danny, what would you tell us some things to consider to avoid impacting these kids, you know, with things that may be hurting our heart and guarding our children in this what can be a real hectic time.
It can be. Yeah, Steve, it's interesting as I read, I read recently and continue to read just how much people are spending on gifts this Christmas and past Christmases. It's close to between $800 and $1,000 per child. And so if you think about that, there's a big investment financially around Christmas time to try to bring the very best things to your kids. And I know there are a lot of young families at our church that have brand new kids this year, and even staff here at Focus on the Family that have one-year-olds, two-year-olds, three-year-olds, anticipation of them starting to experience this joy of unwrapping a gift and the excitement around that. And I've been looking at pictures from the past and the kids opening up the presents. And as I reflected on that, I was thinking about the many families that I know that have invested so much financially, yet they themselves aren't present. They're not attuned. They have a hard time listening because they have so much stress that they're carrying. And I've noticed how the kids are thirsty for being able to be connected with their parents, with their mom or their dad or both. And the parents are pursuing so many different things and trying to do so many different things to try to make their kids happy, when when really what the kids are wanting is a parent that is going to be able to manage stress well. They're self-aware of this, and they're able to continue in their growth of wanting to be attuned and listening and actually guiding with warmth and sensitivity towards them. And it can be so hard, and especially when parents, moms and dads bring in past hurts, past pains, past doubts, insecurities that they bring. And all day long, there are triggers that can take them off track. Man, that can be so hard for a child to understand from a young age at 5, 6, 7, 8, that it's not personal. Yet what I know is that these kids desire for their parents to be able to be in relationship. And over time, they appreciate that part of a parent when they are in a healthy place. They know that there's a connectedness that's deep and that's greater than any of the other gifts they've received throughout the years. And I've seen that happen in the counseling office. A parent that goes through a season of investing in themselves and in rebuilding their past and accepting it and then committing to some new and different momentums in their life and also their family. I've seen kids benefit from that and then over the years say, thank you, Mom, thank you, Dad, for giving me a stable home, a home where you provided, but you also spent time with me, you listened to me, you took time when I needed someone to just pause and listen when I was having a hard time. Those are the things that down the road they say, man, I appreciate that. And they do recognize those over time, especially into the late teen years.
Yeah, I have to imagine, Danny, that, not many of us can go, hey, remember back in 2003 on August 7th, unless there was some kind of, something that was, very impactful, just the normal day to day. When kids next year or 10 years or 20 years from now look back at this time of year, we want to create good memories not just at Christmas. However, at this time of year, these are times that I can tell you, specific Christmases, what we were doing and what gift I got as a child, and it's impactful. It's going to be a marker on their timeline. Probably.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And although this is important throughout the year to, check our own mental health, and emotional health, let's give a gift to these kids that are walking through this time, this season, that they look back, and they don't see, the concerns and cares that we have from work or maybe what we're doing for the church or, maybe just as a homeowner or, maybe trying to take care of debt or physical health or all these things if you could wish, something for these young people that they wouldn't have to carry any of that we are carrying. And more importantly, at this time, to make sure that we're doing what we can, to get the help we need to, be more, emotional and mentally healthy.
Yes.
Talk about the opportunity at this time of year. We're well into the season, but still not too late, to slow down a little bit, pump the brakes, kind of evaluate, who you're going to be with and what you want them to experience and do the best you can to give them, that gift, because a healthy you is truly a gift that, they may not look back and go, I remember, how sane Mom and Dad were that Christmas. Yeah. But they'll be able to focus more on those special things that we want them to remember about this holiday season, including, of course, celebrating the birth of the Christ child. What can we do to slow down and maybe, let's start there. What can we do just to slow down a little bit.
Yeah, and Steve, I just want to give listeners just a very practical ways to think about their mental health. Start off with, how are you doing spiritually? And then, I mean, it's so foundational to how present you're going to be with your kids and what you're going to be, the purpose of how you see parenting. And then mentally, where are your thoughts at? What's happening in your mind? And do you need to talk to someone about what's happening in your mind? Because if there's no room to listen to your child and be able to absorb some of the things that they're wrestling with, you do need to make room for that. And then emotionally, how are you doing when you feel certain things? What do you tend to do? Then relationally, how are you doing in the health of your relationships? And then how are you doing physically? Are you taking care of yourself? Are you sleeping well? Are you eating well? Are you in a good place physically? Because that's also a gift to your kids. You're managing you well so that you can bring life and direction to your kids' lives. And then from that, you can find some margin to slow down. And creating that margin of slowing down, pumping the brakes by saying no to certain things, by being intentional about what you put on the calendar and how you plan things out. Sometimes life just goes, you go, man, how did time just pass me by? You have to be intentional with that time, especially with kids. And when you do that, it gives you margin to play. You want to have that play time with your kids because it creates bonding, it creates attachment, creates long-lasting, like you were saying, memories. But the attachment, the underlying attachment, is what begins to drive deeper conversations, and it begins to drive trust and obedience and other things that are so helpful to the long-term flourishing and well-being of your kids. And then just make room for conversation. If you slow life down, you have room for conversation in the car, maybe taking a walk, maybe while you're playing side by side Legos or building something or cars or dolls, whatever it would be, you are making room for the age appropriate conversation and just hanging out and listening. And then also it gives you time to learn together, learn new things, and to teach some things to your kids, and also to ponder what's God doing, and asking those bigger life questions with your kids. Slowing down gives you margin for those building blocks of relationship and development for your kids. But it does truly require for you to be aware of the fact that you need to hit the brakes. I remember my mentor early on in my career as a therapist, he said, hey, you're a young dad, you're a young husband, be sure you learn how to pump the brakes, because life will always be on the gas pedal. And so you're going to need to learn how to pump the brakes. And that begins with you being able to say no to certain things, being able to have wisdom on that, the right yeses, the right nos. And also in the calendar, letting me own my calendar and knowing this is what I need to do. Here are the important things. There are urgent things that are always there, but here are the important things, and I need to make sure that I'm making time for those things.
Yeah, and as we said, what a gift to the kids that is, the security that they find it's an intentional act on our part to slow down and to, you know, be physically healthy and mentally healthy and emotionally healthy. But you can't hardly express what kind of security that gives to the kids that are near you to be healthy in all of these ways. And it really is a loving act.
And
when I say love, there's the emotional, yeah, they're my kids, I love them. But it is an act of wanting the best for your kids, because we are, we don't realize, Danny, we forget, I think sometimes, they're watching.
They are.
And then when we see them doing something that's kind of ugly, it's kind of like looking in a mirror sometimes. So they're picking up what we're putting down, and they are taking notes, whether it's intentional or just kind of through osmosis. Just think of how much it would bless your heart as these kids grow to see those good practices that we've done that's rubbed off on them. So when they're, you know, Danny, when your grandkids start showing up around the Christmas tree, you can enjoy and see, man, I can see that investment that I made at an early, you know, the kids at an early age. And listen, people are listening, Danny. They're like, you're overwhelming me. Things are so messed up. Mm. But there is a place for them to find assistance. And I know that there's resources through Focus on the Family. You can aim some of these people at that. They're not alone in this. There is a place to reach out for help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's our counseling line here. And you can get a free consultation with one of those licensed counselors at 1-800-232-6459. And if you want an easy way to remember it is 1-800, the letter A and the word family. And just remember, if the goal ultimately is just to try to make your kids happy, it's up to them on how they're going to evaluate situations and gifts and whether they're going to be happy or sad about it. And you can have the exact same present for two different kids. One may be upset about it, the other one happy. And so presents may create a very fleeting, short time happiness for your kids. Ultimately, what you're wanting to create is security, trust, love, long-lasting gifts. And sometimes it's being with kids when they're having difficulty and challenge. And sometimes in these tough moments, if you are going through a very tough season, your kid's unhappy, you guys are unhappy. It's about being available for each other and giving the gift of resilience. And that means, hey, we're going to bounce back from this. We're going to look at what it is that we each need. And as you listen to each other, and if your child feels heard, feels known, that is a much more long-lasting gift that keeps on giving into the adult years. And what I mean by that is when we have a pattern, a rhythm of being present and going through difficult seasons with our kids and being able to show them that they are known and they're seen, what happens over time is that they establish that trust and they remember that about the house. When they go back to memories, they go, man, overall, we had a lot of difficulties, but my mom, my dad, they were present with me as I struggled through these things. And as we went through struggles, we bounced back, we regrouped, and they'll remember that more than any toy that you purchase. And so remember that. And remember that the goal is not, again, it's not to bring happiness or create happiness for our kids. That'll come over time when as you're doing life, that's an evaluation of what's there. What you're providing is growth, and you're pointing them to a thriving faith in Christ, where they get to know Jesus in good times and bad times, and you learn to go into prayer together. And so this Christmas season, if it's a difficult one, be sure you're praying together, praying for each other. That's a gift in itself, because you're entering into the chamber of talking to God about this and having him step into that with you.
Well, Dr. Danny Huerta, Focused on the Family's Vice President of Parenting and Youth, has been our guest today. Danny, appreciate your time, the work you do at Focus on the Family, the investment you've made in the next generation of the Huerta family, and the investment that you've made in our listeners' families. Merry Christmas and a very happy new year to you, my friend.
Steve, thank you so much. Yes, Merry Christmas, happy new year to you as well. And may God continue to bless the ministry that you have right there.
All right. And a reminder, it's 1-800, the letter A, family, the toll-free number, or go to focusonthefamily.com/help to find out more. Thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.